Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Jesse and Mel, morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lost by half a point to those two again. Are they starting to get annoying, Mitch and Mark?
Well, the only thing that was annoying, we found out that actually they've got no money, so I don't know how they're allowed to have trades there the whole week.
Oh, they're taking bribes, surely.
They must be.
They must be like the Sydney Roosters of the NRL, where everyone doesn't understand how they stay under the salary cap, but somehow they manage to. Is that what it feels like?
Well, apparently they're like $8,000 in the red, and they just won 10 grand, so they would have been like $18,000 in the red. So
wow.
Poor Seth and Luke have all their trades sent home, but those two are allowed to continue somehow. I don't know how they get away with it.
Scandalous. All right, we'll have to watch them closely. Hey, do you guys find, everyone's saying that this is the biggest and best and toughest block of all time. Do you guys watch the seasons before yours and think, I wish I was on that one instead?
Yeah, definitely. Especially the Gatwick or the Octagon. I was like, I've been to a few of them. I'm like, oh man, I wish we were doing this right now.
Yeah, I know. Do you hope that you'll make more money, like, compared to the others, because yours was harder?
Well, you definitely want to win some money because, yeah, you're like, this was hard.
Yeah.
Like, I want something out of it, but you never know. It's a good experience, so you just got to look at it like that as well.
Definitely. Mitch and Mark, back to those. Sorry to go back to them, but do you think it'll be...
Stop bringing up their enemies.
I know. No, do you think it's like a lot of previous seasons where the team that dominates ends up getting stuffed at the end of the year at the auctions and they're the ones that may bail out early? Are you guys feeling confident for the auctions now we are getting the pointy end of the season?
Yeah, we are feeling confident. Like, every year the judges judge a room based on, like, what's going to photograph well and look good in a catalogue, but it's just not practical how people live everyday life. So we're pretty confident that we've got a great house. We love what we've done. The feedback's been really positive. And typically they sell to investors. So having the extra bedroom, them having one less, I think it's going to do well for everyone.
That's a good point, Jesse. One more thing before you guys go, and I did ask Mitch and Mark this last week. Ellie, my co-host here.
Oh, here we go.
She has in her lounge room a pink flamingo. Is it neon?
It is a neon flamingo light, yes. It was $6 from Kmart. We have got the opinions of a few block contestants. My housemates hate it. I love it, and I think it deserves prime spot in my living room.
Well, as my favourite couple on the block, please tell me your honest thoughts, guys. What do you reckon?
Mate, if you love it and it's your house, you do what you want with it.
Yeah! Do you know what? Not one block contestant has told me I'm not allowed it, so I feel like that's validation, and I can take that to the bank.
Yeah, it's your house, mate. You can do what you want with it. You're not selling, so it's fine.
All right, Jesse. It's been fun, mate. It's been very fun up until then.
Let him go. Let him talk. Let him validate my choices, my life choices. All right, guys. Well, good luck. How nervous are you for auction day, by the way?
I'm a wreck.
Yeah, I can imagine. I wouldn't be able to sleep at all. So good luck in the lead up to that and with the rest of the competition as well. Jesse and Mel, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Get
up with Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.